It has become routine to see federal officers wearing masks on the job, especially as they enforce immigration law. Now, some Democratic politicians want to try to force them to take the masks off. NPR law enforcement correspondent Martin Kosty joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Martin.
Hi.
Okay, so yeah, for months now, we have been seeing these images of especially immigration officers wearing face masks while taking people into custody. Do you think that is likely going to change now?
Well, there's no law right now prohibiting them from wearing those masks on the job, but Democrats in Congress do want to change that. They have a bill they call the No Secret Police Act, which would restrict the use of masks by immigration agents, though it's not really likely to pass as long as the Democrats are in the minority. But there is more chance of legislation at the state level. The California legislature is considering a bill that makes it would make it a misdemeanor for law enforcement to wear masks unless police are working undercover or wearing masks for health reasons, or in other certain situations. And in New York, Assemblyman Tony Simone says he's following California's lead with a similar bill there. And he says he has constituents in New York who feel terrorized by the prospect of being picked up by masked police.